This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. About 1,000 Honduran immigrants who live in the state have just over a year and a half before they're required to leave the country. The Trump administration is ending temporary protective status for Hondurans. It began 19 years ago. WBUR's Shannon Dooling has our story.
Temporary protected status is just that, a temporary immigration status granted to individuals from certain countries hit hard by natural disasters, war, or disease. Hondurans were granted TPS in 1999 after a deadly hurricane devastated the country. TPS allows eligible Hondurans to live and work here without fear of deportation. Until now, the federal government has continually renewed the status. 57-year-old Omar Rodriguez has been living in Massachusetts with TPS for almost 20 years. A native of Honduras, Rodriguez lives in Framingham and owns two businesses. He says his whole life is here, and he does not plan on leaving anytime soon. Instead, Rodriguez says he'll likely explore applying for asylum status.
If you ask me where I will feel safe, is Massachusetts, because this is my new home. This is my new life.
Senior Trump administration officials say it's time to end the temporary immigration program for Honduras because conditions related to the hurricane in 1998 have improved significantly. Rodriguez, though, isn't worried about the hurricane recovery. He's fearful of being harmed in his home country.
I know I will put my life in risk because if they think I got a lot of money, kidnapping, abduction, they will hurt my family to get money.
Rodriguez says organized crime and gangs are a big problem in Honduras. And returning back there after being a successful business owner here in the U.S. essentially puts a target on his head. In fact, the State Department cautions U.S. citizens against travel to Honduras because of violent crime. Several Massachusetts government officials are voicing their support for extending the protections to Hondurans, including Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, Chelsea City Manager Thomas Ambrosino, and Everett Mayor Carlo De Maria. De Maria says these productive members of local communities should be allowed to stay.
They are working. They are receiving no benefits from the government. They are paying taxes. They are raising families. Their kids are American-born.
But senior officials from the Department of Homeland Security have said renewal decisions around TPS can be based only on the conditions on the ground stemming from the event that triggered TPS. For Honduras, that was Hurricane Mitch. Hondurans living in the U.S. with TPS lose work authorization and legal status as of January 5th, 2020. For the nearly 1,000 Hondurans with TPS in Massachusetts, that means they have 18 months to make plans to return to their home country or explore other options to stay in the U.S. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling.